Time for our Before the Bell stock report. Bob Goff of Genovation is in for Dave Caruso this morning. And Bob, I know you're looking at some new economic reports out this morning.
The inflation and manufacturing numbers, Deb, November, that just came out, are precisely why the Federal Reserve is sticking to its course of action regarding quantitative easing. Inflation is virtually non-existent, and industrial production is still very modest. And these results support what the Federal Reserve is doing. The Fed has purchased $114 billion in treasuries in just the last 4 weeks, and it announced yesterday that it will continue purchasing at a $110 billion a month clip through next June. And this amounts to $850 to $900 billion in total new stimulus over that time period, not the $600 billion as advertised. Now, you can make your list, and you can check it twice, or more if you want, but the Fed's actions are right. Unemployment is stuck at a 26-year high. The recovery is simply insufficient to bring it down much. Consumer sentiment is still at levels justifying psychiatric counseling, and money is basically free, and yet households are focusing on deleveraging. So here's the key point. A central bank has to act when there is still so much weakness in the economy and downside risk to inflation. There's no Santa Claus solution here. Much that I would prefer that the Fed did not have to do this, the economy and the holidays would be far bleaker if they didn't.